This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Private lending groups want a piece of the $100 billion a year student loan market in which the government has a near monopoly. Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell joins us from our Washington bureau to explain how they intend to go about doing that. So Josh, there's a lot of money at stake here. The Education Department makes about 90% of student loans annually. A lobbying group is doing some of the arm twisting for the private lenders, and they want caps on how much students and parents can borrow from the government. Is that right?
Yeah, Congress is studying this wide-ranging bill that would reset higher education law in the United States. And one of the provisions in it is to study changes or make changes to the student loan programs. And the Consumer Bankers Association, which is the main lobby group for banks here in the U.S., the private banks, they're pushing for some of the changes in the bill. And the idea is, if you set stricter limits on how much debt students and parents can take out in federal loans, at least some of those students and parents will be forced to turn to private markets to cover some of their bills.
Now, private lenders used to have a bigger piece of the pie, but changes since the recession seem to have sidelined them.
There were several changes that took place. Obviously, when the financial crash happened, lending in general started to tighten up. It froze up. And the thing with the student loan program is the federal loan program used to use private banks to make the loans, and then the government would guarantee those loans, so taxpayers would still be on the hook. So that was one way that private banks used to be involved in this program. And yes, before the financial crash, they used to make, you know, more loans without the guarantees, just more private loans on their own to students. And so their share of student lending, and when you look at the entire market for student lending, has dwindled. It's now 10% or less, and they're now trying to get a piece of that back.
And while going through a private lender could mean lower interest rates, like 4% or 5% for borrowers, you write in your piece in the Wall Street Journal that going that route could constrain funding to some households. What exactly did you mean by that?
Well, private lenders currently already make some student loans. But the issue is that they're making loans to people with the strongest credit scores or people who co-sign. So right now, if you are an undergraduate, for example, and you want to get a private loan, you know, you basically have to have a strong credit score, or you have to have, say, a parent with a strong credit score co-sign your loans, and or you have to go to a pretty decent school. This is probably the biggest issue right now, but the biggest difference between the private student loan market and the federal student loan market. The federal loan program doesn't really underwrite its loans. So basically, the federal government has this policy of no questions asked. It, in many cases, just gives students a blank check, regardless of what their credit history is, regardless of what they study, what school they're going to. And so the idea there is to grant as much access as can be to as many students in the United States, to anyone who wants to go to college. The private student loan market looks at the credit history of students and their parents, the quality of the school, what they plan to study, and they basically want to grasp what is the chances that student is going to repay the loans. And so the upshot is that if you want to get a private loan, you have to have a pretty good credit, and you have to be going to a pretty good school. And I don't think that would change with this bill. I think what you're still looking at are this market being highly concentrated among people with strong credit, which means if you don't have good credit, if you go to a middle tier school or lower than middle tier school, and you know, you come from a poor background, your parents aren't able to co-sign, you might face a tough limit on how much you probably won't be able to qualify for private loans. And that means that if there's a cap on how much you can borrow on federal loans, you might not have as many options as you do now under the current program.
Okay. We're speaking with economics and higher education reporter Josh Mitchell, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'd like to know more about you, our listeners, and your thoughts on our podcasts. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Josh, private lenders have been down this road before. They could not win legislative changes with respect to loans in the past, but the climate is more in their favor, it seems, now under the Trump administration.
Yeah, so the Consumer Bankers Association has actually met with officials at the Education Department under President Trump. And, you know, President Trump, before he took office, had lent support to this notion that the government should get out of the student lending business. So, you know, I think in general, at least in the past, he himself has expressed support for the idea that lending should shift to the private sector. Then you have Republicans in Congress. They control both chambers of Congress, and their bills, at least the House bill that's out there right now, on this issue would include some of the proposals that the industry has called for. And I think the underlying argument that Republicans and the private sector are making right now is that there are so many problems with the higher education finance system as it is, and that the source of those problems, according to them, is that this federal loan program has become way too big. There's no limits on how much students can take out in a lot of cases to cover their tuition and their living expenses while in school. And they think that if you introduce underwriting for at least a portion of these loans, that will fix some of the problems. There's obviously a big debate about whether that's the case. You know, the Democrats on the other side of the aisle would argue that that's not the case, that we should have, you know, that the federal government should continue to be the main financier of student loans. But, you know, that's kind of the heart of the debate right now is, will underwriting improve this program and problems in higher ed?
All right. So there could be changes coming on the horizon. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell joining us from our Washington Bureau. Josh, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.